What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we're making some deal?
Hello, innovators. Learning about the right technology gives everyone from brokers to owners major advantages in today's market. Before you can realize those gains, you need to learn what technology is right for you. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, Managing Partner at Founders Grove Capital, and welcome to The Real Estate Innovators, the podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate with technology, design, and development. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. One of the biggest challenges to reaching true transparency into real estate operations is that information is still really hard to collect. It is frequently stored at a lot of different places. Information is spread over Excel files, physical documents, and software platforms that house bits and pieces of information. The challenge is there isn't often a single system where all the information can be stored, easily found, and reported on. Today, we'll take a look at CompStack, one of the many companies in the commercial real estate tech space that is trying to tackle transparency. CompStack uses a crowdsourced model to gather real information that is hard to find, difficult to compile, or otherwise unavailable. The first product is a marketplace for the exchange of commercial lease comparables. Users add the comps they have to find the comps they need. Today on The Real Estate Innovators, I am talking with Michael Mandel. Michael is co-founder and CEO of CompStack. He has been recognized for his success as Grubb & Ellis' National Rookie of the Year in 2007, for Real Estate New York's 30 Under 30 in 2008, and a leader of Grubb & Ellis' National Data Center Practice Group. I asked Michael about his background and what led to the idea for CompStack.
Well, my background is that before starting CompStack, I was a commercial real estate broker. And I worked for Grubb & Ellis in New York, which is now, part of Newmark. And I was doing office leasing transactions in New York City, and I was doing data center transactions throughout the country. And my experience, with being a broker in New York really directly influenced the creation of CompStack, in that I was trading comps with other brokers all the time, over the phone and via email. And we would have a weekly market meeting. It was our Monday morning meeting, and pretty much all the major brokerage firms do these meetings. And I was expected to bring comps to that meeting to share with the other brokers in the office. And we'd all sit around a big boardroom table, basically just saying, oh, so-and-so did this deal for this much per square foot, and so-and-so did that deal for X dollars per square foot. And I would, of course, be frantically calling, other brokers that I knew at other firms, within the city on Sunday night, trying to get whatever information I could to share at that Monday morning meeting. And the whole thing seemed rather silly to me, right? Because at the time, actually, I was primarily representing creative firms and technology companies, and most of the deals that people were talking about were not relevant to what I was doing. People were talking about hedge fund deals and private equity deals and law firm deals. And every once in a while, a deal would be mentioned that was useful to me. And the thought was, well, rather than just sharing random information in exchange for random information, let's devise a system where everybody puts all this information in one central, repository, where we can find exactly the information we need when we need it that's actually useful to us. And that's effectively what we did. We took this offline process of people sharing deal information informally, and we moved it online. Now they still share the same kind of information, but they earn credits for doing it. We've made it a more fair and equitable process. And rather than getting random information returned, people get, specific, relevant deal information that they need in return.
The quest for transparency is a major driver in our world today so that people can make the best decisions. We saw it with the banking reforms after the recession, as well as with all new disruptive technologies. I asked Michael about CompStack's approach to gathering information to create a more transparent and efficient system for commercial real estate investors and lenders.
What we are is a commercial real estate data company, and our secret sauce really is around the way that we gather our data. All of the data on CompStack is crowdsourced information. We have a network of about 16,000 commercial real estate brokers, appraisers, and research people in real estate brokerage firms who share data on CompStack, earn credits for sharing that data, which is like a virtual currency, and they can use those credits to get other data back out. And primarily the data they're exchanging is lease comp data, so complete records of commercial lease transactions that have taken place, sales comp data, so records of sales transactions, and property level data. We were known for our lease comp data because that's what we've been doing now for about 6 years. And we've gathered property information along the way, and we just started doing sales comp data, you know, kind of over the summer, we started gathering that information as well. But ultimately, you know, we're looking to be a platform that gathers data of all kinds. And ultimately, from all this information that we gather from our network of brokers, appraisers, and research people, we're able to offer subscription access to the data and to our platform to commercial real estate investors and lenders primarily.
Crowdsourcing is a sourcing model in which individuals or organizations obtain goods and services, including ideas and finances, from a large, relatively open, and often rapidly evolving group of users. It divides work between participants to achieve a cumulative result. I asked Michael how CompStack worked with the brokerage community to gather and validate data.
Real estate professionals not quite understanding the way that CompStack works and thinking that, you know, they're just supposed to be giving data out of the kindness of their heart and anybody can see it. And it actually doesn't work that way. So, you know, the people who get data out of CompStack can only get data out if they've provided data. You know, it works on this credit system. And so if you want to access data, you have to use your credits, which means that if those other users have to have provided something of value that you didn't provide in order to get the data out that you've provided. And so once people, I think, understand that, they feel more comfortable with it. You know, they're not just putting information out there for the world to see. They're putting, you know, they're doing basically what they've been doing offline, but actually in a more fair way, in a more equitable way than what they're used to. So once they understand it, I think there's a high level of comfort around it. As far as how we validate the data, it's a very good question. You know, we used to have analysts that would actually manually review every comp we got into our system, and they would, you know, call up the broker who did the deal or call up the person who submitted it, and they would validate information and make sure that it was good quality. But it got to a point where we were getting in so much data where we couldn't manually review every comp. And so we had to build pretty sophisticated technology, you know, on top of that process. So we leverage artificial intelligence and machine learning and a lot of different means of technology to validate the data. And what that allows us to do is effectively allow the computer to make some of the same decisions that our analysts were making in a manual fashion in an automated fashion. And now the computer rectifies a lot of this information on its own, but then we are able to flag certain fields that can't be rectified, you know, just through technology, and they get flagged for review by our analysts. And so rather than having our analysts review everything, they review the information that is the most likely to have an issue. But we still have that analyst review component. We also have a community regulation piece. So our members earn credits for updating incorrect comps, and they lose credits if a comp they've submitted gets updated with better information by another member. And so our members keep each other in check, and that's really helpful as well. And of course, we score all of our members, we score all of our comps, and we keep very tight control over who's providing what kind of data and if it's good data and making sure it's high quality. I think really the best testament to the quality of our data is our customer base, because we sell to a large percentage of the world's, you know, largest commercial real estate owners and lenders, people like you know, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Blackstone, Brookfield, Vornado, Tishman Speyer, what have you. And when we pitch any of those customers, we have to show them that we have their deals, and we have to show them that those deals are accurate. And if they weren't, they wouldn't be customers. And so we know that, you know, the process works, and we result in pretty good quality data.
Sharing knowledge is essential for a company to achieve success, since it can facilitate decision-making capabilities, build learning organizations, and finally stimulate cultural change and innovation. I asked Michael how CompStack shared knowledge is impacting companies large and small.
Well, on the broker, you know, appraiser and researcher side, it's really, you know, brokerage firms and appraisers and people within these firms of all size. I mean, from one person shops to shops that have thousands of people and individuals within those firms. So it's pretty broad based. Like I said, on the exchange side of our platform, we have about 16,000 members. Mm-hmm. On the enterprise side of our platform, it's pretty top heavy. I mean, it's mainly major institutional investors and lenders, some of the world's largest banks and private equity funds and hedge funds and insurance companies and what have you, but not limited to New York. We're in about 75 markets across the US, over 850 submarkets and over 8,500 cities. So our platform really covers, you know, pretty much everything that matters across the US. We pride ourselves on the fact that we have a data set that frankly no one else has. And so at our heart, we're a data company. That said, we do have some very, very sophisticated analytics and data science on top of that. And we have a team of data scientists in-house, you know, that build pretty interesting insights on top of our data. So within our enterprise platform, we have our insights tool, which allows you to compare different data sets against each other and to see trending of our data over time. You know, so you could look at, you know, for instance, average lease term in, you know, Minneapolis Class A buildings for office space and compare that against average lease term for, you know, Class A buildings within the Grand Central submarket of New York City, or, and juxtapose that against cap rate data, things like that. But then we also have algorithms that create insights from the data as well. So for instance, we have a property comp set algorithm and a space comp set algorithm. And the property comp set algorithm actually looks at all of the attributes of a building and then looks at all the buildings that are within proximity of that building, all the attributes of those buildings as well as the rents and deals that have taken place in all those buildings, and identifies which properties are truly in the competitive set of a subject property. Allows you to see what the market rents are in each of those properties and then benchmark the performance of that competitive set over time, see how the building's, you know, performing against the competition and see how it's performing against its submarket. And it's a pretty unique way of looking at, you know, real estate when most people are just, you know, the most granular people are used to seeing is, you know, at the submarket level. And we're saying, well, you know what, submarket's kind of bullshit. There's all sorts of kind of buildings at a submarket level. And just because something's in the same submarket doesn't mean it should be compared to, you know, whatever building you're looking at. So that's pretty cool. And then we our comp set algo takes that to an even further level where we actually look at the particular floor that a space is on and the square footage of that space. And we can actually tell you what the rent should be for a particular space in a building based off of recent deals that have taken place in similar buildings recently. So those are just a couple examples. I mean, we've built a pricing curve that lets you see whether a deal you're looking at is above, below, or at market. We've built, you know, heat mapping tools to see market rents over time. A lot of really interesting derivatives of our data. And some of those are available on our platform, and some of those we actually deliver via API to some of our partners.
As CompStack continues to acquire more and more data to drive better insights and build more creative strategies, I asked Michael what has surprised him about the use cases for the data CompStack aggregates.
It's been interesting because we have, you know, there have been some interesting use cases that have come, you know, across the table that we maybe didn't see. We have some of the world's largest insurance companies on the, you know, property and casualty side using our data to build, you know, a risk assessment for their customers and determine, you know, their risk profile. And that's pretty interesting. We've had hedge funds, and we have hedge funds that subscribe to our data and use our data to understand the performance of publicly traded companies. You know, they can see what kind of deals public REITs are signing before they come out with their quarterly earnings. They can see what kind of deals a major retailer is signing, things like that. And so there's actually companies trading off of our data. it feels like every day there's sort of some new opportunity that arises. We've also found interesting use cases just from the derivatives of our data where we will, some of our biggest deals involve not actually selling our data to another company, but building, you know, an interesting algorithm on top of it, creating insights from it, and providing API access to derivative data. You know, one of the more interesting ones, I guess, also in particular that I'll point out is our partnership with Moody's, where, you know, Moody's is using our data within their CMM product, which is commercial mortgage metrics, you know, a product that is used, it's a loss given default model. Basically, it's used to help determine the probability of default for a particular loan and a portfolio of loans and what percentage you can expect to default. So there's just a wealth of opportunities in the way this data can be used.
CompStack built its business on the aggregation of lease comps and have recently added sales comps to their portfolio of services. I asked Michael what's on the roadmap for CompStack in 2018.
So there's definitely some recent things that we've done that we're looking to double down on in the near term. We've doubled our market coverage in 2017. Now we're very focused on expanding our data coverage within all those new markets. That's one area of focus. Our sales comp platform is brand new. We've been gathering a ton of data in that platform. You know, I think somewhere around 65,000 sales comps alone last quarter were added to our system. All crowdsourced, by the way. I'm not talking public record data. I'm talking crowdsourced sales comp data, which is much more valuable. And so we're going to, you know, begin actually selling that sales comp product, which we haven't started to sell yet. And then the other big initiatives, you know, right now are around creating new insights and analytics from our platform. We have our insights platform that I mentioned earlier. We're building what we call Insights 2.0, which is, you know, basically a more robust analytics and insights platform that we're going to be able to offer up to our enterprise customers. So that's pretty exciting. And we're also starting to pull in data from other sources outside of just crowdsourcing as well, which will make our data even more robust. And there'll be other data sources to come, but nothing really to announce right now.
There are a vast number of companies that provide real estate data, and it can be difficult to sort through them or know which ones are the best. I asked Michael his thoughts about the competition.
I think within the lease comp space, we absolutely have a moat. You know, CoStar has been attempting to try to gather lease comp data for the last 30 years and hasn't done it successfully. And we never really intended to go head to head with CoStar. The thought was, you know, I used to be a CoStar user when I was a broker. And my thought was, well, I can't ever find lease comps on here. Why is nobody doing this? You know, let's create, you know, something that they don't offer. And so our intention wasn't really to be competitive with them. We tend to compete, you know, against them more for budget, you know, within our customers than on product. You know, that said, now that we're getting into into sales comps, that puts us a little more directly, you know, competitive with CoStar. But it's being competitive with them and with others in the space is an opportunity that we're very excited about, actually, because it means that when we go and pitch customers, they don't have to create new budget to pay for CompStack. They can take budget that they've allocated to companies like CoStar and give it to CompStack. And so this is one of those situations where actually having a competitor can be a really positive thing for you. Because we're pretty confident that our sales comp platform, you know, by the time we're ready to sell it, will be far superior to CoStar's.
As a multifamily investor, I asked Michael how I could potentially leverage CompStack to impact my investing.
On the multifamily side, unfortunately, we don't provide lease comp data for multifamily. Our lease comps are for office, industrial, and retail. Mm-hmm. But we could definitely be helpful on the sales comp side. And I would say, you know, we could, you know, give you access to our sales comp platform and try it out. And like I said, we're not really selling that platform yet, but it's getting to be pretty robust. And I think ultimately it could be a real resource for you as you're looking for sales comps on the deals you're looking at. And the most notable thing there is that through crowdsourcing, rather than just gathering the kind of information you have in the public record, like just simply the sales price and the LLCs that, you know, bought and sold the property, we're gathering information that's not in the public record, like NOI and cap rate and true buyer and true seller and price per square foot and all those nuances in the deal and a lot of comments on the deals as well, which I think will give you deeper insight, you know, into understanding the sales you're looking at.
Great conversation with Michael Mandel of CompStack. I think that CompStack's multi-sided platform enabling brokers, appraisers, and lenders for free on one side, with landlords, lenders, and investors accessing the data through a paid subscription on the other side, will continue to create a powerful network effect driving CompStack's growth. The release of sales comp data will only increase the value of the network. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Want daily interviews with real estate investors and none of the fluff? Go to bestevershow.com, where Joe Fairless interviews daily real estate investors and entrepreneurs about their best advice ever. Go to bestevershow.com.
And that concludes our show. We will keep an eye out for CompStack's growth as their aggregation of data grows and shapes commercial real estate decision-making. You can find out more about Michael and CompStack in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and leave a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about me and Founders Grove Capital at foundersgrovecapital.com. Until next time, innovators.